Welcome back to The Upswing. I'm Jeff Sherman. How much does it cost to get into the pickleball venue world today? How is the sport growing, and where is it growing in Wisconsin? Greg Straub, one of the franchise owners of Pickleball Kingdom in Milwaukee, Madison, and soon Green Bay, joins us on the phone. Greg, thanks for taking time this morning.
Good morning, Jeff. How are you?
I'm great. Mark Cass joins us as well. This is the business of sports, and you can't not talk about the business of sports without talking about the growing sport of pickleball.
Jeff, it's actually is in my contract, right? We have to talk about it every time I'm on the air.
Yes.
Talk about pickleball because, you know, I mean, there's guys like Greg who are out there opening places in the Milwaukee area. So,
yeah, it's great to see. So, Greg, how did you get into the sport in the first place?
Well, I've been an avid tennis player for many, many years and grew within that sport, both just play as well as on the administrative side. And 4 or 5 years ago, started to play pickleball. And as I played more and more pickleball, one of the things that I truly recognized is most sports are, you kind of have to build yourself into the group or the clique. If you've got three guys waiting to play tennis and your fourth guy was ill, it's a different experience than playing pickleball. When the minute you walk out onto a pickleball court, the minute you show up, everyone is welcoming. It's a community. It's mm-hmm. amazing. You don't have to know anyone. You can be a stranger if you have a paddle in your hand. If you show up and don't have a paddle, there'll be three people standing on a court saying, "Hey, you want to play? Come on out. Come on out and join us. We got a paddle for you to borrow."
Yeah, really easy, no barrier to entry. You can step on the court and be a part of it.
I mean, I've seen it here in Milwaukee. I mean, I have a group of about eight guys I started with who play every Sunday. Now that group's like 20, 25 because everybody wants to play. Everybody, I mean, not a lot of them knew each other before. Now they all do. Now they all work on things together. So it's a way to know people, to meet people. And the other thing that's interesting, Jeff, is it was a sport. It was an older person sport for a long time. We heard about it in Florida and Arizona. Mm-hmm. Well, nowadays it's all ages. They're playing it in high school. They're playing it in their 20s and 30s. I mean, I played the other night with my daughter. Mm-hmm. She plays in a league at a bar here in Milwaukee every Monday night.
Yeah.
20s and 20-year-olds are playing this sport.
Yeah. Multi-generational for sure. So, Greg, Pickleball Kingdom is the largest indoor pickleball entity. Last week, you announced your expansion into Green Bay. Already have locations coming, Menominee Falls and Madison. Can you walk us through some of the basic economics, you know, franchise fees, startup costs, just how you went about identifying those three markets for Pickleball Kingdom?
Well, in terms of the costs, you know, they're such a wide variable because you start, once you make that decision that you're going to move forward, now you have to look for a location because we're in Wisconsin. We have tough weather. We have snow. We have rain. We have wind. We have leaves everywhere. So you've got to find an indoor location that's suitable. And now is it a retail? Is it a former grocery store? Is it a light industrial building? Are the ceilings high enough? How wide are the posts? So the costs are dramatically varied depending on where you find that location. But what we've been able to do is look at these locations. They give us the opportunity to put in a high number of courts, 16, 17 courts, professional level surfaces. So those novice players will have a great place to learn the sport. And those that are truly addicted to it will have a top-of-the-line professional surface and a gathering place because this really is community. So our costs are kind of all over the board, yeah. But we've identified that we have a great state. We have a great group of folks that really want to play. They're driving this, as Mark stated, more and more people, young, old, middle-aged, young kids. This is going to be a high school sport within the next couple of years, and they're talking about it as an Olympic sport.
Greg Straub, one of the franchise owners from Pickleball Kingdom, opening three locations in the state of Wisconsin. When we come back, we'll talk about the membership model and just the kind of the market potential, especially in Green Bay, a smaller market. I want to get your insights there, Greg. This is The Upswing. This is the business of sports. You are listening to WTMJ. Welcome back to the Upswing. I'm Jeff Sherman. Pickleball Kingdom making its way across the state of Wisconsin. Just announced plans for expansion into Green Bay, also Menominee Falls and Madison. Greg Straub joins us via phone. So, Greg, the location you're going into in Green Bay, what was the former use of that space?
It was a former fitness center.
Okay.
That the fitness center has gone out of business.
Okay. And when you're looking at kind of the business model for Pickleball Kingdom, obviously it's membership based. Cost wise, is there court time and court rentals? Are you going to offer coaching services and events? Kind of what's the mix of opportunities at a Pickleball Kingdom?
Well, one of the absolutely fantastic benefits of Pickleball Kingdom is once you're a member, there's no time that you can play as much as you want. There's no court rental fees. You can schedule your courts 2 weeks in advance, so you always have a set time. You know you can gather with your friends to play. But aside from membership revenue, yeah, we'll have obviously for the beginners, if they want to just drop in and play, we'll have some revenue there. We've got pros that'll be offering lessons. We have a fully outfitted pro shop. We have a bar and food offerings, corporate events, team building events, birthday parties, Christmas parties, other events were set up to handle that and teach people how to play, as well as, you know, sponsorship and advertising revenue. Everybody wants to be a part of this fastest craze that's taking us all by storm.
You know, really important, Jeff, because if you think about it, when he says indoor courts, how important that is in the Milwaukee area. You know, for those of us who play outdoors and indoors, I play both, but mm-hmm. when you play outdoors, your season runs from May through like early October.
Right.
So, and then after that, it's a crapshoot. You got to figure out sometimes rain, snow. So to have an indoor option, which we don't have a lot of right now, we have very few indoor options. So to have that place where it's just the pickleball, I think it's going to be huge in the region. You're seeing it here. You're seeing other ones that are opening in the area. I think over the next few years, and I think I've said this on the air before, we're going to see three or four of these in the Milwaukee area.
Yeah.
It's important because where they're opening is out in Menominee Falls, which is a very strong area for pickleball. You go north into the Grafton, into that area, there's a big, strong community. And then you go south into the Franklin Oak Creek area. There's a lot of pickleball players. And, of course, right here in the heart of the city, I think it's really growing. So I think smart move here.
Yeah. And I've seen some stats that Milwaukee and the greater Milwaukee area is actually underserved from pickleball courts. I mean, yes, you can repurpose tennis courts into pickleball courts, but it's just not the same. And I'm sure that's what your research found too, Greg, right?
I mean, really not the same. Greg, Greg can talk about that more. Go ahead, Greg.
Yeah, having what the players want to see is they want to have something catered to them, a dedicated court without lines all over the place. They want a professional level surface, not playing on a wooden floor, not playing on a gym floor. And that's what Pickleball Kingdom is bringing to the market. Professional level surfaces, you'll feel like you're on the PPA tour when you're playing at our location. But we're such a community driven organization. We welcome everyone. We want everybody to come and play. We want the 8-year-olds to learn and the 88-year-olds to learn, and everybody become a part of that following.
All right. Can you give us a basic rundown of what a membership costs and then a time frame for opening of the facilities?
While we haven't finalized, it'll be less than $100 a month if you want to be a member with all those benefits. Timing-wise, we are working with our GC and working with the folks and the subcontractors right now in Menominee Falls. We're pushing hard. Green Bay will be shortly after that. We want to make sure that we dedicate our time and resources, get Menominee Falls finished, and then focus on Green Bay, and then focus on Madison. So keep watching all of the social media channels, and obviously Mark is going to play a key role in how we move forward. So he'll have all the inside scoop as well.
All right, very good. Pickleball Kingdom coming strong to the state of Wisconsin. I got pickleball paddles for Christmas last year, so it's on my list. You're going to finally get me out of the
park. You and I are going to play together, and I'm going to have to let you win like one game. No, wait. I'm going to let you win 1 point, not one game.
Very good. Greg, thanks for your time this morning. Enjoy the rest of the week.
Thank you both. I appreciate it.